So as I was walking by you, I heard you had a weird ear story.
Yeah, I got about an ear that? Story. When I was 14, me and my brother, my twin brother, shared a room. And we had bunk beds, and we had one of our friends over, so I gave him the bunk, and I took the floor. And I don't know, it's weird when you're... Me and my brother got along real good, but there'd be like the littlest things would just set one of us off, and we just, you know, an uncontrollable rage or something, you know. We'd always like bicker and fight about the stupidest things, but mostly everything else, you know.
It's brotherly gravy. Love.
Yeah, brotherly love. So he woke up and he was like getting out of bed and like he's in his boxer shorts and he was like, he stepped over my bed. And for some reason, like the first thing I just woke up and I look up and there's, you know, my brother walking over me. So I got all mad. We started, you know, pushing and shoving and a little scuffle. And I don't know. I think the sword was like on the floor and he like kicked it at me. And it like, you know, it just, it didn't really hurt me, but I got really pissed. So I picked it up. I don't know what I was thinking. I feel like, you know, I still to this day feel horrible about it. And I picked it up like a spear and I threw it at him. And he knew I was going to do it. So he jumped on the bed and he picked up a blanket. It's like a shield. And it went right over the blanket and caught his ear. And it went right through his ear about 6 inches. And it was hanging like a huge earring, like upside his head. I started flipping out. I ran up and I grabbed his ear and I pulled it out. And it was just... So like you can see, right, it was cut like a ribbon, it was bleeding everywhere. And I had to go downstairs, and my mom was outside hanging laundry. I ran outside and said, "Hey, mom, I'm in my boxes too. I couldn't have no time to dress. And I got his blood all over my hands." She said, "What the hell is going on?" I said, "Mom, I threw a sword at Jim." "You what? What?" You know, you can imagine what she said. Well, he's got to go to the hospital. So she took him, and he had a paper out. I think it was a Sunday, so it's like a big, you know, you got to get up early and do it. Big, heavy papers. So I had to do his paper out, and I didn't really know where the house is. So I, all morning, I walked around the little town of Barker delivering the Sunday paper, feeling like the biggest jerk, you know, for doing that. But it was, and the worst, the kicker of it was, it was in the paper because it was, technically it was a stabbing, and the hospitals have to report it. So the cop came and interviewed my mom and my brother about it, and we were in the paper, and the last line of the police report said, "Believed unintentional." And my family still teases me about it. Believed unintentional.
So for helping your brother out with the paper out, did you get any money for that, or
no?
Just a favor.
Yeah, maybe a little guilt was relieved. But
what kind of punishment did your mom give you?
None.
No punishment for stabbing your brother.
I was not. None.
Nope. You're a lucky kid.
I know.
Nice mom.
She was. More of, I was never punished, never grounded, but more of like a shaming, you know. Discipline through shame.
In the newspaper.
Yeah. Still make him a buck. So that's my year story.
Well, just stay away from me when you have a sword or a knife.
Yeah,
well, thanks.
Nathan Lewis, we are in the lounge car of the train heading from Denver to Chicago.
Omaha.
What?
Omaha.
Omaha.
But yeah, Chicago.